listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. In today's episode, Valerie joins us. Active Creative is more than just a business, it's a sanctuary for self-expression and healing. Art therapy harnesses the power of creativity to explore emotions, alleviate stress, and promote personal growth. It provides a safe space for individuals to express themselves through various artistic modalities, guided by trained therapists like Valerie. Beyond entrepreneurship, she actively runs a Ukrainian refugee group, providing psychological support and stress management to impact the lives of those in the community. Hi, Valerie. Thank you so much for joining us here today. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. This is going to be a really fabulous episode. Lots and lots to cover. So before we kick into it, I would love you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
So my name is Valerie and I grew up and was born in Ukraine, in Crimea. And in the last 20 years, I live in Australia, in Melbourne, since I've moved to study and settled in here. And, you know, I will explore and expand more on the journey as we go.
Yeah, right. Wow. And so what have you been studying since you've been there?
So the whole life I was, I grew up in a very picturesque place, Crimea, and I was always painting and drawing since I was little. And then I did a master's of visual communications in Europe, and then I moved to Australia to do visual arts. Not a usual place to come to do visual arts.
Yeah.
And then from there, I moved into doing branding and marketing and working like probably 15 years as a design studio.
Wow.
And recent 2 years, I converted my career in becoming an art therapist.
Now let's talk about art therapy. And those that have been watching on social media will have heard me talk about the fact that I've done 3 sessions across 3 weeks of art therapy, and that was with Valerie. And I would say to Valerie, we've got to get you on the podcast to actually talk about it, because I think unless you know someone that's done it before or you've had it firsthand, it's a little bit hard to understand actually what it is and how it can help you. So can you let the listeners know, what is art therapy?
So art therapy offers you a specific way of expanding your feelings through visuals and art materials. It is a psychotherapy. It is the way you explore your emotions without talking, without talk therapy. Mm. And usually people come to it while, you know, trying all different kind of therapies and mental health work, and they couldn't feel that it's helping them. So they convert to try something different, and they come, you know, to meditation, and then they understand that's not as deep, and then they come to art therapy because it is a therapy work, and you use your creative brain and you don't need to talk and analyze and think of what you're saying. And it is a subconscious work, and that's why it is so unique to try it, because all your subconscious messages, like, you know, you have experienced before, they just come out, and then you understand this is part of you, this is who you are. And by using art, we can connect your thinking, analyzing brain to it, and understand what you really mean. And that's the same like dreams, you know. You have dreams, and then you think, why would I have this dream? Why? Where is it coming from? And that's our subconscious mind that is telling us what we really need to know.
Yeah. Why is it dreams, though, that we forget them so quickly?
So because we switch on our thinking mind, you know, when you wake up, you concentrate. So it comes into your unconscious awareness.
Right.
So you've become concentrating on physical forms, and it's still there. So when you go into a relaxing meditative state, you would remember some of your dreams, and you were like, oh, I've seen that in my dream. Now I remember, because it's always stored there.
Yes. Yes. Right. Should we be right? I'm just going to ask another question on dreams before we move on. Is there benefit in actually writing down your dreams on a daily basis?
Yes.
The minute you
you wake up and you still remember, if you write down, you can, you know, go back to your life without thinking of it. And because you forget straight away. So that's why they say it's good to have journal. So basically, if you come to the therapy and you convert to your dreams, it's like the unique key that you can easily use. So if you had a dream and you have no relationship, what, you know, why, what is that?
Yeah.
And then you come and we do the dream work where you connect what are the meanings that your brain is showing you. So all the images has a metaphor, has the symbols for you. Wow. And then you're like, oh, that's what it was. This is what. So your brain, when it sleeps, it processes your emotions. It's like a computer.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, while you're sleeping, you have these messages coming through because your brain is still processing everything that happened to you during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes in like in a weird subconscious way. It's not like a concrete
yes.
way of seeing, you know. And that's why if you talk to you and unpack it and reflect on what it means, and it comes like if you see some old person you haven't seen, you know, your old friend you haven't seen since you were a kid in your dream, and you're like, why would I see it? So that friend of yours keeps the memory, something that connects to that time when you had that friend, and that friend reminds you of some emotions, and that's how your brain is just basically showing you.
Wow.
So yeah. And so it's easy, you know, if you have that journal, you just know what your emotions are processing while you're asleep.
Yeah, right. Amazing, amazing. So art therapy can help in so many different ways. There's a lot of business owners listening, and business owners generally are multitasking, got a lot going on. And I'm seeing more and more and more people that come to me also going through life transitions. And I think that that could be the stage of life being in your 40s as well. So can we talk about like how, like what kind of things can art therapy help you with? And also like how can it help business owners?
So the way I use art therapy is not a clinical way. Basically, it's not a way that you would come to the therapist when you're going through like really hard times and they take you, you know, unpacking. So the way I use it, it is transpersonal art therapy with combination of color therapy and neurographics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why it is easier to use while you're self-developing rather than, you know, going through like real trauma unpacking. And why you do combination of that, because you can unpack your emotions on how you feel about, you know, your stuck and limitations in business, and then work through it and rewrite the program that you have with it, and connect to the emotions, and then build a new neurological path for it. So basically, with art therapy during the session, we create what you want to create in life, and your brain, by doing it manually with your hands and like processing it, it knows that past like it's already happened in your life, like it's already done.
Yes.
And then because it now has created this new past for you, like your neurons, if you go there, it would never feel uncomfortable because it's already been there. Even if it's, you know, never, if you've never, for example, if you've never tried running an online shop, you know, you've been always physical service.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come and you, and we do this connection of how you feel about it, and then what do you do, how you do it. And we create that whole picture, which is physically drawn or like explored with art tools. So you physically draw it and you work through it, and the challenges that comes up and emotions. And then when you start do that online shop, you already feel like you've done it because your brain gives you confidence and takes that uncomfortable fears, emotions that are related that we think that you haven't done. And then you just work on that neuropath and build confidence.
Yeah.
And that's how neurographic actually works. So you, with anything that you have in mind, you can recreate it on a piece of paper. And when I do that, it's amazing how I can see people have so many decision making during the process. Like it's so vital for them.
Yeah.
They feel like it's life or death situation. And I remind them, this is a paper, this is a pen. You're not actually, you know, making this huge decision in your life. You can try it here before you do it in life and see how you feel if this is the thing that you really want. And they have all the memories come up. Like a lot of people, they're so resistant of things.
Yeah, they...
And they get perfectionist and they say, I really want to make it perfect. I want to make this line perfect. And that's the work that you do before you go, you know, in life.
Yes.
Yes. And then I also use, which you've tried, the visualization meditation.
Where I really love that. Yes.
Yeah. It is, and it is not an art therapeutical way. It is a transpersonal way. So basically in meditation, I take you to subconscious, and it's not hypnosis. I take you to your subconscious where you see the things. And in business, we do have this amazing meditation visualization where you, for example, you know how we do SWOT analysis?
Yes.
You know, with in a business plan, and we revise it every year. So as an example, in that meditation, I take you on a bus and you are the driver of your bus. And then I put all the SWOT next to you. So you put how do you see your strengths? If it was a person, if it was an object, and then how do you see your weaknesses? And then you talk to them.
Yeah.
And it connects to their emotions and what it actually brings to your business and how you can drive the bus with all of them. So it's like a tool that you use with your mind to process it with your emotions rather than just analyzing.
Yeah.
Yes. And then if, of course, you have like a very spiritual way of seeing that, because a lot of spiritual signs come through when you using your subconscious mind, and it shows you like, this was always my dream. I always wanted to be here in this position of life. I want to be a mother, a successful business owner. And then you, when you go into subconscious, and then you see what really drives you and what actually gives you pleasures and purpose. And it, you know, and that's the narrative that was put for you by society, or, you know, your parents or whoever was your role model. And then what you really, really want. And that's an unpacking and taking the masks, which is amazing work.
Really amazing work. Now, you can do this online or in person. How does it work online? I mean, that online is how I did it. But how, just explain, how does that work online?
So online is easier, especially if I send the pack of art materials, so you don't need to get yourself ready. That's, you know, easy. You have your materials ready and I just tell you what to use, or you just decide because it's in front of you. In physical form, it's basically just because we like, you know, the connection. But if you feel connected to me already, you don't have that resistance and trust, even online. Like, you know me, you know, you had the trust, so I didn't need to see you physically to build it up.
Correct.
So that's the difference. Like, the physical form gives more trust because we are physical beings, yes.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Have you experienced hurdles in the business along the way, you know, just kind of communicating what actually this service is?
So the major thing that I've entered this space was the difference between clinical mental health, psychology, psychotherapy, and resistance to it compared to what I do. And it's not even art therapy. There's no word that is completely fits in what I do. So it is a creative expression method, you know, that helps you through your physical and psychological health, like, yeah. Because we use breath work and somatic work as well. But people, not a lot of people experience it. And when you say art therapy, they think of NDIS, trauma work, and they can't relate, or they think it's an art class, you know, which yeah. is completely different thing. So you don't need to draw or paint at all during art therapy.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm building. So I am creating awareness, and, you know, I have a YouTube channel where I try to explain to how to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I do is basically to create that place where people, like, they go to yoga studio, they go to Pilates. I create the space where they come to creative side of them, you know, creative yoga of their mind and body.
Yeah.
And that's something new. And when you build something new, it's always a harder path than, you know, when people know what is it. Like,
exactly.
When I open the studio, Active Creative Studio, you know, I have to create educational materials around it on what is it and get people to experience it before they know how it helps them and they feel the results in their life. Because obviously, like, if you're a painter, if you're an artist, you know how it feels, but yeah. you've never connected to the psychotherapy path.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a psychotherapy person that tried any type of therapy or counseling, then you've never tried art. Mm. So it's like that in between.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So you've run workshops and you've actually got a dream workshop coming up as well.
I have so many workshops that, you know, building up basically exploration of yourself. And there's so many facets of it. Like, there's so, like, my logo is a prism, and the message behind it is that when, you know, you have your point of view, you have your light that coming through, which is you, and then you go through the services that I provide, you know, the workshops and the courses, mm-hmm. and then the prism unfolds in full spectrum of how you can see things. And that's what Active Creative does. It kind of gives you perspectives on life in a full spectrum after, you know, experiencing it. And that's, you know, while doing the dream work, then you can do, you know, the transitioning and life cycle work. And then I also, as you know, do a lot of trauma work. And it just basically start living life from just one point, like one light source,
yeah,
and see how many possibilities is inside you and your awareness of what's connecting to yourself can do to you.
Mm.
Yes, and unpacking that gifts that you hold.
It's so powerful. I was really quite mind blown after doing the three sessions, and I could also see how far I'd come from the first to the third one. When people sign up to do this, what's the ideal package length?
So usually the starting point is four classes,
yeah.
So four sessions, because during the four sessions after months, you can see how you'll start seeing things different. It's like a life-changing experience. So, you know, you've tried and then your brain learned how you can use it, and then you've created like your safety net and safety space that you always come back. And there's like all these things that I do during the first sessions. And then they come back every second week.
Yeah.
So the four sessions is 4 months, and then every second week to go and go beyond and try challenge yourself and go, you know, work through a lot of dimensions that you hold inside you.
Mm.
And then, you know, that's why with the workshop that I run physically, it's every time they come, there's a theme that we unpack. It's not like a personal program. So it is a theme. It's a group work where you touch on something and then you have it for a week to unpack and then you touch another thing.
Yeah.
And especially like when you work with face masks, you know, and clay. And I use like, because of my background in visual art, so I use a lot of art materials. I'm not scared of using and pushing people to try things.
Yeah.
And that's why it's exciting, because it's like you get into that childlike feeling of, oh my God, like we did the collage last week and everyone's like, oh my God, I haven't tried it since I was a teenager.
Yes, exactly. You know? In a child.
Yes.
Good. It's good. So where can everyone find you?
So at the moment, it's activecreative.com, which I am building, you know, slowly and expanding slowly. But also I do like the YouTube, because I can, you know, today, for example, I'm going to do the Equinox video card reading. So basically I channel with sacred geometry what the energy is, and I use art therapy to activate it through me. So it's another way of using, you know, my skills.
Yes.
So I do have YouTube and Instagram. And yes, and activecreative.com with the K. So I've made it on purpose. I have creative with the K because it's the new form of creativity.
I love that.
With the K.
That's so good. That's good. Excellent. All right then. Well, Valerie, thank you so much for joining us. And as I mentioned, I'll put all the links and everything on relauncher.com.au and link it through to your website.
Thank you so much.